Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Cole.
What up?
Turn the SEC mixtape, man.
You talking about Bonzo Show?
Yeah. See what they talking about real quick on these games.
All right, here we go. 4th and 18 for the Tigers. Here's your ball game. Nick Marshall stands in, steps up, going to throw downfield, just a home run ball, and it is tipped off. And Lewis got it on the second. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score. Touchdown, Auburn. Touchdown, Auburn. A miracle in third half.
SEC mixtapes. Hosted by Bonzo.
What's up, baby? What's up, people? How y'all doing? SEC mixtape in the building. Been missing y'all, man. We got so much to cover, man. Last week with SEC Media Days. Anyone who follows, you know, diligently, you guys know I was there, you know, last week. Getting some SEC football business, man. A lot of stuff went down. Some good. A lot of people just got a chance to kind of talk about, you know, what's going to happen during the season. The SEC media got a chance to vote on how they feel like people going. They jumped on all that in my shape, form, and fashion, man. But first, before we get into SEC football, I'm going to tell you guys, we got some new with SEC mixtape. We're getting more love, man. Got a shout-out from Paul Feinbaum. We all know he's the grandfather of this sports talk radio stuff, so I got to give respect where respect is due, man. When it comes to SEC football, Paul Feinbaum is the man. I appreciate that shout-out, Paul. Man, just keep things going. We got to keep things going, keep things positive. Let's get it done. Billy Bad back from Puerto Rico. We got Billy Bad back in the house. What's going on, Billy Bad?
What's going on, Mike? What's going on with you?
He back in this thing, man. I was just telling him, man, we spent some time at SEC Media Days last week, man. I'm just going to kind of, you know, update everybody, what happened, what all went down, man. It was
Yeah, update me, it, man. I've been seeing all
you
the
know
pictures
what, man?
And the
it
videos
was,
and everything. I just want to know, hey, I wish I could have been there, you know, but enlighten me. Let me know how it goes.
Man, you know, SEC Media Days was a little different this year, man. For one thing, SEC Mixtape was in the house. You know, a lot of people showing us love, man. A lot of people, we're doing what we got coming. Learned a lot, man. Like I said, the F-bomb man himself, he likes the concept. He likes what we're doing. You know, just learn a lot. It was a learned experience, man. Next year we'll be a lot stronger during SEC Media Days. We'll have a lot more to cover. But I'm just going to go over things, man. You know, the SEC, one thing about SEC Media Days is you kind of find out, you know, what's going on, who's confident, when and where, you know, what the media feels. So, you know, the media voted, and they picked Alabama to win the West, and they picked Georgia to win the East. They expect Auburn to be Alabama's biggest challenge this year in the West, and they expect Florida to be Georgia's biggest challenge in the East. Got a chance to see a lot of cats up close and personal, man. I'll tell you what, man. You know, I'll tell you somebody who kind of shocked me there, man. He had an air of confidence about himself, and you know, I'm interested, man. But old Trey Matthews from Auburn, man. That's, you know, I got a chance to speak with him a little bit, man. And one thing he said, you know, he was asked, you know, if you could define Auburn's defense in one word, you know, how would you define? And his one word was nasty. And he basically talked about, you know, he just talked about, you know, the defense has a lot going this year. Nick Saban, man, Nick Saban is a cowboy. Man, Nick Saban is a gangster. That's real talk, man. When Nick Saban hits the room, it's almost like eerie, man. It has like a mafia feel to it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Billy Bad? Have you ever experienced that, man?
Yeah, I have that same experience when I walk into a room.
That's what they call boss. Hey, that's boss.
Hey, I hear
that's boss, man.
Billy James.
Yeah, man, but he was boss, man. I mean, all the reporters were like scared of him, man. I'll tell you what was odd, man. I had a chance to speak with the commissioner a little bit, but it's almost like Nick Saban is the commissioner of the SEC. I'm not kidding. Like they people ask him questions that I thought maybe should have been asked to the commissioner, but Nick Saban is the commissioner right now. Not only is he the commissioner of the SEC, but, you know, man, he is the best coach in college football. So until somebody proves that wrong, you're going to have to roll the red carpet out for him. And, until somebody proves different.
About the NCAA.
Yeah.
They did.
Exactly. So they ask him questions about the SEC and NCAA and college football, and in fact, he had to put everybody back on track about Alabama. And you know what, man? After attending SEC Media Days, man, and talking to some people and just looking at some things, man, this may be the best offensive roster that Nick Saban has had. I mean, as far as wide receiver to wide receiver, you know, I'm talking about every position.
No, no,
you know,
I think
Bama may be a little bit more stock, man. I don't know. Think about that offensive line. Think about that offensive line.
Not at all.
Wide receivers. Who compare them to? Give me a Bama team you think had a better offense.
The Blake Sims team.
Now,
yeah, with Kendrick Drake.
I would agree with you.
Kendrick Drake.
Okay.
And
go ahead.
Kendrick Drake. You had Henry. The wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
You had Amari Cooper.
Henry was a freshman then, right?
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't a freshman.
In what year?
He was like a.
What year was that?
No. That was 2 years ago. Now, just think about it now. That was 2 years ago. I'll argue mine.
Go ahead.
All right. Amari Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
And the same receivers you had this year that just left.
Okay.
The offensive line. You got three of them in the pros right now.
Okay.
Okay, and you had the best blocking fullback too, and you had O.J. Howard. Now go ahead with your complaint. Go ahead.
Okay, it's no complaint, man. It's just how I see it, man. For one thing, you know, Alabama is returning the offensive MVP of the SEC this year. For all that people say that he can't throw, the kid threw, I think, 26 touchdowns.
Well, they had a Heisman.
I think he's a Heisman candidate. Okay, so
they had a Heisman on that team.
Okay, I'm. Let me
what,
see.
It,
right,
it
so
wasn't
they
a
got
candidate.
Hurt. Who's
yeah,
the Heisman?
It was, yeah.
Right, they got. They have Hurts. Okay, they have Hurts. Who's the Heisman hopeful? Okay, and I think he does good. They have Bo Scarborough, who healthy, may be the best running back in the country. But I'll give it to you. He does have some problems with health. Okay, they have Damian Harris, who's backing him up. Jerry Jeudy. By all means, man, I am a believer in this kid, man. I mean, this. You know, every now and then you get a five star who tanks, but I'm here to tell you, Jerry Jeudy is the real deal. And I don't even have to mention the wide receiver on the other side of the field. I don't have to mention the wide receiver on the other side of the field at all. You know, we all know who he is. No need to even talking him up. Okay, and let's talk about the offensive line, man. The offensive line
is returning some straight-up
killers.
Jerry Jeudy is listed behind, what's his name, behind Calvin Ridley. They play the same position. He played the left side.
Now listen. Hey, listen, don't buy into that, man. That's one thing that was discussed in the media days. That was one thing that was discussed in media days, that Jerry Jeudy is too good. He is too good to not get significant playing time this year, even if that includes playing on the other side of the field. Now, that came from Nick Saban. That didn't come from me. That came from Nick Saban. So they do plan. I tell you what, man, it's some upperclassmen who need to watch their back. But even the upperclassmen are pretty doggone good, man.
It shows, wide receivers are transferring too.
That's right. That's right, man. And you know, I think Alabama's offense last year, with Hurts as a freshman, was more productive than that Blake Sims led team. They averaged more points
per game. Are you crazy? They broke a record, man. They broke a record. Do you go back and Google Blake Sims' senior season? Are you crazy?
Go back and look at the yard.
Go back and look at it.
You're more than welcome to
Blake Sims broke record, dude.
Hey, go back and look. I don't have to. I'm telling you, I actually have my computer up right now. I'm not making this stuff up. I'm not making this stuff up, man.
Blake Sims got the single season passing record and touchdowns.
I have to look that one up, man. But I'm here to tell you.
You said you had it up.
I'm telling you right now. I don't have that single season, record
okay.
right now.
Okay.
I'm just looking at the stats.
Okay.
I'm looking at the stats from team
okay.
to team.
Well, Blake Sims finished third in the Heisman, and Amari Cooper finished second, and Jameis Winston won it.
Now tell me this.
What's that
preseason?
Jameis Winston?
We're talking about what they already done now. But tell me preseason
yeah,
wise.
We're talking about what they already
did
done.
Anybody expect that to happen?
I did. I told everybody that Blake Sims was going to start over the bar here from Mobile.
Mm-hmm. Coker.
Yeah.
And how many games did that team lose that year? Blake Sims.
They lost two. They lost to Ole Miss and they lost to Ohio State.
All right, so I have it. Let's see. Sims break record. Let's see. What record did he break? You got it right here. I'm actually pulling it up, man. I want to read it because I sure hate to be wrong.
Yell it out, too.
That's why I'm never wrong. Okay, I'm going to read it to you.
You look at his.
Let's see.
You look at his doggone
record book. I'm looking at it. That's what I'm looking at right now. He eclipsed A.J. McCarron, school season passing mark. Okay, 3,063. Now, that was. And he actually did he passed for, let's see, 3,250 yards. Okay, let's see how many total yards Blake Sims had as compared to Jalen Hurts. So how do you think that looks, Billy? Just want your opinion.
Blake Sims probably had about 300 rushing yards, if not 200 something. But he accounted for
mm-hmm.
I don't know how many touchdowns to Amari Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to tell you, let's see. Jalen Hurts total touchdowns last year. I want to know. Let's see. Here we go. Getting them pull up. All right, we got it right here. All right. Dang. Man, ESPN has that number. It's kind of odd. They don't have it added up for me. I don't feel like doing math. But since we bought the topic up, we got to now, since Billy bought up the – let's see what he had.
Yeah.
Season stats. He had 240. He was 240-382. He passed for 2,780 yards.
Mm-hmm.
That's how many yards he passed for.
Okay.
Okay, let's see how many yards did he run for. Because I'm pretty sure he rushed for over. Did he rush for over 1,000?
No. He may have.
Okay,
he
let's see. I want to be sure. I want to be sure before we move on. Let's see. He had 23 passing touchdowns, 13 rushing touchdowns. You know, man, 36, and he had a and he rushed
yeah,
for he had 36 touchdowns, threw for 2,780 yards, and ran for 954 yards.
All right, now go look at Blake Sims.
Now I'm gonna pull up Blake Sims. I'm gonna pull up Blake Sims. Let's get Blake Sims up. But I know Blake Sims was a he had a great year, man. I just don't
1 year.
I mean
1 year.
Yeah, 1 year. 1 year.
Same thing as Jalen. 1 year.
But Blake Sims was a senior, right?
Yeah. 5 year senior.
All right.
Yeah. But hey, we talking about playing experience.
That's what we're
so
talking about.
Just
okay.
Like he was just like he was a freshman.
Nah.
So
no, it wasn't. Don't you know better?
Yeah,
because
he ain't played.
You know the difference. What the difference between an 18-year-old and a 23-year-old, a 17-year-old? Don't
add
even play.
Them numbers. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you the difference. If you add them numbers, I'm gonna tell you the difference.
I'm pulling them up right now as we speak. I'm getting them up. Give me a second. All right. Let's see, Blake Sims. Let's see what he had. He threw for 3,487 yards, and he threw for 28 TDs. He threw 28
yep.
touchdowns.
Okay.
Okay, and how many did Jalen throw? And Jalen accounted for more touchdowns. Jalen threw 28. Jalen threw.
Hey,
20.
Blake Sims ran for touchdowns too. Now.
Yeah, he did, but nowhere near. Nowhere near. You know what? Well, he did go for 700. He did go for 700. That's pretty good.
Get ready to say, come on, man.
Don't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he went for
now
700. Now,
yards.
I'll tell you something.
Add
now.
Up them
wait a minute. Let's see. Career rushing and receiving. Oh, that's in his career. In his career, he ran for 705. In 2014,
he played for 1 year.
He only ran for 300.
He played for 1 year.
He ran for. He played the other years. He just didn't play much. You remember, he was running back at one time. He was running back. They had him at running back for like 2 seasons. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember he got ran
okay.
down in this Oklahoma year, and that's the only time.
Okay,
he did
so
other week,
in 2014,
other days, he was
in 2014, the year he was a senior, he ran for 350 yards. You know how many touchdowns he ran for in 2014?
A minute.
Zero.
That's a lie because I watched him run. I watched him run one against Tennessee. You can't play that with me. You can't play that
hey,
with
man,
me, Buzz.
I'm serious. Go look at it.
No.
I'm just reading the
no.
stats. I'm reading these stats.
I
am reading.
You a highlight. I can
I'm not
you
making
some
it.
Highlights.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to go to another site. I'm going to go to another site.
You
know,
got to go to another site. Go to YouTube.
I'm going to go to another site.
I can send you videos.
Wait a minute. Let me see. I'm going to go to another site. Yeah, he had a – okay, this is Fox. Let's see how many touchdowns. 2014. Games played. Let's see what he have here. Let's see what he did. Long sack. I'm looking. Now that's that
Tennessee
site
game. The Tennessee game
right,
himself,
you're,
he had
hey,
two
right.
rushing touchdowns.
Now you're right. That site. I'll trust you over that site right now. This site had.
I just don't understand what that site doing.
He ran for 350 yards and it was 7 TDs. He ran 7 TDs. So he ran 7 TDs in 2014, and he passed for 28 TDs. So he. Where Jalen Hurts accounted for 36. Hello?
I'm in a turnover.
He had Blake Sims had 10 interceptions.
Hey,
now, you know, you remember Blake Sims was known to throw a pick now. Huh?
Hey, they were both the same. No, Jalen known to fumble it, too.
So tell me this. If Blake Sims had an opportunity to come back another year, you don't think he would have done better?
Ooh, what?
Huh?
Yeah, he would have.
So that's what I'm saying. Jalen Hurts is returning another year. He's returning. My only question, the only question I have about Alabama at all is how Brian DeBall. It's not a play. It's not a personnel issue. I am interested to see how Brian DeBall calls plays. I'm interested in.
Well,
that.
I can tell you this: the way he simply exposed the defensive backs in the A-Day game on both sides of the ball. I mean, on the second string, third string, you name it. The way he simply exposed them let me know that he can draw plays.
You know what? I heard you're not the first person that I heard say that about him. You know, exposing the secondary in the A-Day game. However, man, I've also heard, like, I'll say this, man. When Peyton Manning made the statement that Jalen Hurts is dead serious passing the ball.
Yeah,
I just can't think of another quarterback walking the earth right now? I mean, his dad said it. Archie Manning said it. Peyton Manning said it. Eli Manning said it. I trust those guys a lot more than I trust some of these talking heads, man.
I have to see it, man. You know, I'm the one that have to see it because, you know, I knew Deshaun Watson was a monster the year before when they lost out. I knew they was a monster. All right. When I saw him last year, I told them, you have to be a alpha dog in a room of dogs to lead somebody. And he was that man.
You don't think Jalen Hurts has that alpha dog personality?
I have to see it.
You gotta be kidding me. You gotta be kidding me, man. You got that final drive National championship game. The final drive in the national championship game, he did what he needed to do. He led that team on a game winning drive. That takes some balls, man. That takes some big ones.
He did. hey, Bonzo.
As a freshman?
But so did Johnny Manziel.
Yes. Alpha dog.
And then he came back the next year. Johnny Manziel came back the next year. He wasn't Johnny Man. He wasn't Johnny Football.
Yes, he was. No. Go back and look. Texas A&M that next year still put up sick numbers on offense. Their defense was trash. They still put up ridiculous numbers on offense.
Yeah, their defense was trash.
He was throwing picks, but he may have had a better year his second year than he had his first year. Statistically, Johnny Manziel, I'm almost positive he had a better year his second year than he had his first year. Statistically, Johnny Manziel was still giving them buckets. The defense was just trash.
Yeah, the defense was trash. But Evans was the monster in that last year, his second year. Mike Evans.
Jalen Hurts, man, I just don't get it. I don't get why everybody's kind of like yeah, I mean, I don't get it.
Well, time's going to tell. That first game going to tell.
The dude is – time has told. That freshman year – I mean, last year,
Time don't told till you leave the school. He proved.
He has proved that he is legit on the field. He's proved that he's legit. Offensive MVP of the SEC? The only thing he could have got higher than that was the Heisman.
that's the way y'all look at it. Hey, that's the way y'all look at it at Auburn. But we look at it as if you gotta support him.
Don't say y'all, man. Don't say y'all at Auburn.
Yeah.
I'm here
I'm just saying you're talking
not,
like that now.
I am not ripping Auburn. I'm ripping SEC. Let's put that out there right now. I'm ripping SEC mixtape. This is not an Alabama Auburn thing. This is SEC mixtape. I'm showing Jalen. I'm
just
showing
saying,
Jalen Hurts love
when you,
because I think
when you have our buddy
is one of the
on,
top
when you
five
have our
quarterbacks.
Buddy on, when you have our buddy on, y'all tend to rip.
Don't
that.
Show. Lie. So. Lie. Lie.
And I hope
not
he
gonna let you do that to me.
Shout out to G.
Lie.
Man,
you just kissed my ass. You knew we were getting on the show. Come on, call in, G. I'm calling you out. Mascot ass.
Hey,
dude.
I ain't hear you.
Get on the phone, homeboy.
Your phone went.
Yeah, I'm just picking at you, man.
Minute.
We got to pick on him. I did. Can you hear me now? Okay,
yeah,
well, cool,
now.
Man. Well, like I say, man, I really think that, man, I just got a lot of respect for the kid, man. You know, last year, people forget in 2016, Jalen Hurts could have went to the prom, man. He could have went to the prom. I mean, it shocks me how he's devalued by the Bama family. I mean, he even played a significant part in the national championship that Alabama won the year before. You know, he prepared that team for Deshaun Watson. He came in and mimicked Deshaun Watson. And Nick Saban said right then that this kid is the real deal. I think he gave us just as close to Deshaun Watson as we'll ever see. And what happened whenever he played, whenever they started playing, it transferred over to his play. The kid is a baller, man. I have no idea how he's underrated. I don't know. I don't understand that. Greg McElroy, you know,
maybe
I have
because
to see
of
the McElroy. McElroy? Is that how you say his name? McElroy?
Hey, maybe because of all the pump faking and not throwing to the wide open players that you see when you at the game, they're streaking down the middle of the field and he pump fake and then run to the right and run out of bounds or run and get tackled or sacked. Maybe
I see all that stuff.
Maybe,
I see that stuff. I see
maybe,
him make mistakes.
Maybe
I see
that's
the kid make mistakes.
Maybe that's just, yeah,
I see
maybe
the kid
that's just freshman mistake. I hope so.
Well, man, I'm here to tell you, man. Go ahead.
You can't tell me that's the baddest freshman you've seen at quarterback. You can't tell me that.
I can tell you he's the first freshman that I saw lead his team to the national championship game.
Really?
True freshman. Name another true freshman. I'll wait. Name another true freshman who led their team to the national championship game.
There have been some, but I have to think on it.
I'm telling you right now, not since 1981.
And who was that?
I was born in 1981. I don't count shit that happened before then.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just here to tell you, man. Like the kid, man, is. And I'll tell you what I like about him. This is probably what I like about Jalen Hurts more than anything.
I was gonna say Michael.
Everybody else talks. Everybody else talks. Everybody talks about him. Everybody talks. This kid just gets on the field and produces. That's all he does. He gets on the field and he scores touchdowns. Everybody else runs their mouth. And I'm gonna tell you, I was at SEC Media Days. That's Greg McElroy, however the hell you say his name, Alabama's old quarterback, and he kind of feels like I feel. He's like, I can't believe that people are even talking about, you know, this other kid coming in and playing. And he was like, he's so shocked that Jalen Hurts. He spoke with the kid and said he's so shocked that the kid is just calm and collect. He's not upset about it. People are trying to upset him about it. You know, and he's just cool. He's just still chipping away and getting better. Everybody else is talking. He continues to get better. So you got to respect that, man. You got to respect that. I don't care what fan you are. I don't care what you've seen. That kid is a baller. So that was Alabama's offense this year, man. So I'll move on to Auburn. Gus Malzone. Now, Gus Malzone was as confident as I've ever seen him.
He has the right to be.
He was really, really confident, man. And, you know, but this is the thing. This is the thing about that confidence, man, that's kind of it's just kind of strange, man. Jarrett Stidham, man, I'm one of those guys who I'm about like you, Billy Bad. You know, I'm not into buying into the hype. I can't do it, man. However, after Gus Malzone came down to SEC Media Days and beat on his chest and really not beat on his chest. I'm sorry. He wasn't that arrogant. He wasn't arrogant, but he had the confidence. I went back and I watched. I like to watch film that makes sense. Film that makes sense to me. Like, for instance, anytime that I'm judging a Big 12 team, I always like to see them play against Kansas State. The reason I like to watch them play against Kansas State is because of Bill Snyder, Kansas State coach. He has one of the most disciplined defenses in football. He's going to play disciplined defense. Now, you can know that about Kansas State. They're going to play disciplined defense. They're going to do that, man. And I watched Jarrett Stidham play against Kansas State defense as a true freshman. And this is the thing that he did that I haven't seen an Auburn quarterback be able to do. He was actually putting the ball in unique places. You know how sometimes you see a quarterback, you know, like any quarterback can hit the wide open receiver. But whenever you see a quarterback throw the receiver open, that's when things get interesting. So I did see him in the Big 12 throw quite a few receivers open against Bill Snyder's defense. However, I haven't seen Jarrett Stidham go against a defensive line like he's going to see the second week of college football. Go against it. Clemson has two defensive linemen who are All-American. First team.
I kept telling y'all that, and y'all talking about how young they were.
Last year they were young. I'm talking about this year. These guys are sophomores this year. They are, and these guys are all Americans. And Jarrett Stidham hasn't seen anything like that. However, what Jarrett Stidham has is he has a running game. What he has behind him is gonna help him out a lot. It's gonna help him out a lot. He has a very, very good running game. He's turning Cameron Petway and Kerryon Johnson. That duo rushed for more yards than any other running back duo in the SEC last year. They rushed for more combined yards, Cameron Petway and Kerryon Johnson, than any other running back duo in the SEC. That's including Nick Chubb and Sony Michel. That's including everybody. So, and Auburn led the SEC in rushing last year. However, I think Auburn leading the SEC in rushing last year was due to a gimpy Sean White. You know, when Sean White was playing, the offense was a lot more balanced. It was a lot more balanced, but we all know he was hurt. He was hurt a lot. He was hurt a lot last year. So they didn't have a choice but to run for yards. They didn't have a choice but. But those facts are proven. And the thing, this is something else that no one's talking about with Auburn. Yes, Auburn last year in 2016, Auburn had the number one receiving class in the country. They had the number one receiving class in the country in the 2016 class. Kyle Davis, and all those guys. They had a really, really good receiving thing. However, those guys are still pretty much unproven. They're still unproven. I mean, what have they proved besides a great NBA game?
That's what y'all say, but I saw flashes of when the ball was near them or what have you. They go up and get the ball. They go up and make spectacular catches.
That's when the ball was
moving. Kyle Davis. Kyle Davis had a couple, you know, spectacular. He had a couple spectacular catches, man. He did. Kyle Davis did. But Nate Craig Myers, you know, he was kind of hurt last year. He went off in the Auburn spring game, but like I said, it's the spring game, so it's going to be interesting. I watched some Chip Lindsey, watched some of his offense and stuff. Auburn's offense is going to be improved this year. I think it's going to be better. However, I'm just going to say it like it is, man. Gus Malzahn has a lot to prove as a coach. He has a lot to prove as a coach, man. I mean, he has – the tools are there. Auburn has recruited in the top 10 the last 7 years. They've continued to do that, so the players are there. There's depth on both sides of the ball. And if Gus Malzahn can't do it this year, if he can't get it done, I think things could get interesting. I believe that. I believe that things can get interesting if Gus Malzahn, you know, doesn't for lack of better terms, coach his ass off this year. I'm not sure if Gus Malzahn can survive a beatdown from Georgia and Alabama again. I'm not sure.
We was talking about
I'm not sure. I don't make the decisions. I don't make the decisions, but I'm just not sure if Gus Malzahn can make it past that. Talking about losing to Georgia and Alabama?
No, we was talking about how schools, when it becomes a down year when you go 10-2, you know, it only becomes a down year when the schools start pumping millions into rebuilding stadiums and then putting all kind of money into the program on advertisement. Then it becomes expectations. You know, but a 10-2 year in a bowl game, schools would die for that.
That's not a down year. I agree. But just like you said,
crazy.
Billy, when they're putting this money up, winning actually makes them more money. The more they win, the more paraphernalia they sell. The more they win, the more tickets they sell. The more they win, the more money they get. It's just that simple. Winning makes these schools more money. A lot of people talk about how much money Nick Saban makes. A lot of people don't talk about how much money Nick Saban makes the University of Alabama.
A lot of people
they're not paying him that money and going in the hole from paying him. Him that money. They're playing money seeds. Go ahead.
They bumped.
Yeah.
I've seen a special on TV on how much he makes the state of Alabama.
I believe it. I believe it. He helps the university out. He's responsible for a lot of those kids filling out those applications. And I'm not talking about football players.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Nick, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, but I do think, like I say, man, Auburn has some firepower this year. Auburn does have some firepower. Auburn's just going to have to stay healthy. If Auburn stays healthy, Auburn stands a great chance.
And then it depends on, you know, what happens when you get hit in the mouth. You know, when you
That's
get
right.
hit in the mouth, they got that character and come back, hey, they only going to get stronger.
And I think that's going to be interesting, man. I'm gonna tell you something, man. I'm gonna move on from Auburn, man, because I want to talk about LSU. I don't know if you watched the interview, but Paul Finebaum was interviewing Darius Geis and Coach O. Man, Coach
yeah.
O is an odd fellow. Coach O is different, man. He's different. He's definitely different. He's a different bird. But one thing stood out. Paul Finebaum started asking Geis about Les Miles. You know, just kind of talking to him a little bit about Les Miles. And it looked like Coach O was about to pass out. He looked very, very uncomfortable, you know, with that conversation being held. you know, in front of him. And honestly, I thought it was a little kind of, you know, I wouldn't have bought it up. If I was interviewing him, I wouldn't have bought, you know, Les Miles up. I would have been, you know, really trying to, because I see that Coach O is really trying to push things towards the future. You know, he doesn't want to talk about the past. He wants to talk about the future. But he did get asked about it, man, and he kind of clammed up. He kind of clammed up, man. But I personally think he has the second best offensive player in the SEC, Geist. He has Geist, man. He has Geist. Geist is great. Their offensive line is better. And offensive coordinator, Matt Canada from, man, he put up some sick numbers. Big numbers without last year, however, they do not. The thing that LSU doesn't have, LSU doesn't have a lot of options at quarterback. And we all know what's going to happen if your quarterback isn't legit.
Because the statement that he said against Alabama about the kid, you know, they crowd the box. If
mm-hmm.
Leonard Fournette got 18 yards, he won't get 15 this year.
You know what, man? I'm going to say this. This is what Coach O said to let me know. Man, you just took the bait. He was set up, and it's going to – and watch what I tell you. They're going to bring it back up during the season. He made a statement that there wasn't a significant difference in talent at LSU and Alabama. Like, they're not that far out.
We're not
that far out.
I believe they got more talent.
No. Billy Bad, let me, look, you and I both know this. Alabama.
Man, LSU go four deep in every position, just like Alabama.
Nope. Go look at their roster. I'm serious. Go look at their roster. Go look at their roster. I'll tell you this: Alabama's been first in recruiting the last 10 years, and this is, I saw a recruiting statistics. Just talking about how people have averaged the last 10 years. Okay, the top five the last 10 years has been Bama, LSU, Ohio State, Florida State, and Auburn. But they showed the significance. Now, Auburn, LSU, Florida State, and Auburn, LSU, Florida State, and Ohio State, all those guys are kind of like bunched up. There's not a big difference in numbers, not a big difference in like stars and all that stuff. However, Alabama, it's such a big difference between number one and number two from the talent that Alabama has bought in that is, I mean, it's not even funny. Like, it's ridiculous. So for Coach O, I happen to disagree with that statement. And, you know, even if they are there, have they produced on the field?
Agree with Coach O. I believe they're right there.
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach O.
The five-star quarterback that they benched last year was the one that we wanted, so.
Brandon Harris?
Yes. We went at Brandon Harris real hard.
Guys went at Jeremy Johnson real hard.
Yes, we sure did. Five stars.
People make mistakes. You went after Blake Barnett real hard.
Yeah. Blake Barnett could have been.
You know, people.
Very easily. Hey, Blake Barnett could have very easily been in the championship game this year, too. And probably could have hit a few more
call.
Passes. Thank you.
We got a caller calling in. Let's see who it is. I'm calling. Welcome to the show.
Man, wake y'all ass up, man. What's going on?
I said, what's going on, caller? Welcome to the show. You're a caller today.
Man. I could be a caller, man. I'm going to go off like I'm from Pritchett and call me Richard.
Richard from Pritchett.
It's
Richard,
that time.
Hey, man, we got 15 minutes left in the show, man. So G Willis, man, we've been sitting up just rapping, man. I was telling about SEC Media Days, man, some of the stuff that went down.
Right.
Some of the crazy stuff that went down, man. And one thing that I talked about was the interview with Coach O, Geis, and Paul Feinbaum. It was just it was so odd, man. And I heard a story about Coach O. I'm going to share this with you guys. And I saw this online because people were kind of tweeting about the incident at the interview. Coach O was at a recruit's house. Like, he has a speech impediment. We all know. He kind of, you know, he really does. And when he gets nervous, he starts to stutter. And he's known whenever he stutters to kind of blurt out a curse word. So he was in a – I'm serious. Like, and this is like – and I did – you know, it was odd. So evidently he was in a recruit's room. He was in a recruit's home. He was in a recruit's home, sitting at the kitchen table along with the recruit's family. And they begin to kind of question him, and he gets nervous. And he starts stuttering. And he drops an F-bomb. And the grandma kicks him out the house. The grandmother basically says, you got to get out of here. Y'all got to get this crazy man out of here. So I just thought that was a funny story, man. You know, he just does kind of awkward stuff, man. And honestly, he kind of fits the mold of an LSU football coach. Les Miles was pretty I mean, we can all agree that Les Miles was kind of, for lack of better terms, kind of cuckoo. The man was eating grass, man. I just want to hear what you guys feel about Coach O and Darius Geis this year coming up. What you got, G?
I mean, I like Coach O, man. He's one of those players' coaches. You know, players like him. I don't know how good he's going to be when it comes to scheming. Now, he has been a disaster before. I want to say he was at Ole Miss, right? Yep, Ole Miss. So I'm still waiting to see. It's one of those guys you want to see. You want to see if his talent is too much for him, you know, because sometimes that makes you look like you're an okay coach. So we'll see. Now, Geis, I think, is a hell of a running back. I don't think they have much drop off. I know he doesn't have the four. I mean, how many million dollar legs? He doesn't have those legs, but 40, I think he's worth a couple million.
$40 million.
$40 million. Let's give him $15 million. He got $15 million legs right now, man. So, I mean, I hope that the guy produces this year and they can scheme him in, because that's going to be the main thing, is scheming him so he can. Because I think he put his foot in his mouth, and if you recall him saying, "With Alabama, basically, they think they run all over Alabama," which is he made a lot of comments on that on Twitter, which I was laughing at every last one of them. But
They set him up, and he took the bait. But I'm gonna go over something with you guys. Like, this is something that the media doesn't release out, but this is something I got at SEC Media Days. Kind of the media gets together in a room and they just kind of vote on positions. Let's vote on positions, like how the positions line up, you know, per team. So I'm gonna go over with you guys. We don't have much time, so you guys give a quick comment and we'll fill them in on it tomorrow. Whenever we do a show on Wednesday night, okay? Quarterback. All right. This is how they rank the quarterback positions in the SEC. Alabama number one, Mississippi State number two, Arkansas number three, Auburn number four, Missouri number five, Georgia number six, Ole Miss number seven, South Carolina number eight, Tennessee number nine, Kentucky number 10. Okay, that's
there's
the quarterback.
No way, there's no way in hell that Ole Miss quarterback be ranked number seven.
Nah. No, I don't agree with
that. Have you watched him play?
Shea
Patterson.
Have you watched Ole Miss quarterback play?
Yes.
Shea Patterson,
Man, I disagree. We'll have to visit that another show. I'm going to try to get through the rest of these guys. We're going to marinate on that. We're going to talk to you guys next week. Running backs. Number one, you have Alabama. Number two, you have Georgia. Number three, you have Auburn. Number four, LSU. Number five, Arkansas. Six, Vandy. Seven, Mizzou. Eight, Florida. Nine, Kentucky. 10, Texas A&M. I'm just paying attention to the top three. And that might be the top three in the country, to be honest.
There's no way in the hell
they may be.
Florida going to be number seven.
No, not with
you
that.
There's no way in hell Florida's number eight.
Well, ain't no way in hell.
You were right. You were right. No way in hell they'd be number seven, so you're right.
Okay. Let's go with receivers. For number one, they have Florida. Why?
Wow.
I don't know. I'm not even sure who's going to throw
the
ball.
Oh, they got that. I know the kid. Yeah, man, I know the kid. Go ahead.
I know who you're talking about. Number two, Alabama. Number three, Missouri. Number four, South Carolina.
What?
Number five, Georgia. Number six, Ole Miss.
Sure.
Number seven, Texas A&M. Number eight, Tennessee. Number nine, Arkansas. Number 10, Vanderbilt.
Oh, that's
No way in the hell Vanderbilt Arkansas is at number nine.
Well, Arkansas, I tell you why Arkansas is number nine. Arkansas is number nine because their quarterback threw the ball a lot last year, and he did put up some sick receiving numbers. All right, offensive line.
Exactly. So why are they number nine?
Who, Arkansas? Why? They don't have they lost. Let's see who Arkansas had.
It doesn't matter.
We have to
He's still
going to
throw
man.
The ball.
Hey, you guys, check us out on Twitter. We're going to be beefing on Twitter a lot of this stuff later on tonight, so we'll get a chance to get into it a little bit deeper. I'm just going to try to get through this before the show is over. Offensive line.
And then what was
number
Auburn?
One, Alabama.
What was Auburn?
Auburn's number 11 as far as receivers go.
Man, please. Man, what you
do mean? Do you know where Auburn ranked last year in passing?
I'm not – we're
country?
Talking about this year coming up, right?
Yes, we are. So a lot of times you got to use the body of work from last year. You got to have something, you know. You got to have something, and I don't blame them until Auburn proves it. I mean, until they prove it.
Yeah.
I mean, those same guys were there last year.
They shouldn't project preseason All-Americans then. Go ahead.
Line. Alabama number one, LSU number two, Tennessee number three, Arkansas number four. Now here's the thing I disagree with more than anything. Georgia number five. We do not know. Georgia's offensive line was trash last year. It was terrible. Number six, Auburn. Number seven, Kentucky. Number eight, Texas A&M. Number nine, Ole Miss. And number 10, Florida.
Let me ask you this. Didn't Georgia have 2,000-yard rushers last year?
No.
Both of them coming from injury?
Mm-mm. I'm telling you, man, like, Georgia's offensive line was terrible last year. Like, it was bad, man. Like, Georgia's offensive line last year was pretty bad.
I thought the son of Michelle.
Remember Vandy? I think Vandy had like a record number of sacks against Georgia last year.
Yeah, I know that. I'm talking about rushing yards. So when you say offensive line, I'm thinking rushing.
Okay, well, you gotta put all that together, man. But I'm gonna move on. Defensive line, number one, Bama. Number two, Georgia. Number three, Florida. Number four, Auburn. Number five, LSU. Number six, Texas A&M. Number seven, Vandy. Number eight, Tennessee. Number nine, Mississippi State. And number 10, Arkansas. So, honestly, to me, that sounds legit. I probably would place LSU over Auburn just due to LSU having bringing Arden Key back. Arden Key is a monster, man. Golly, that cat – he's a beast, man. Linebackers. Number one, Georgia. Number two, Kentucky. Number three, Alabama. Number four, South Carolina. Number five, Texas A&M. Number six, Auburn. Number seven,
wow.
Florida. Number eight, LSU. Number nine, Arkansas. And number 10, Tennessee. Now, I personally think that whole thing is a load of horse shit. Excuse my African. But I know a pile of horse crap when I see it, and that's I just totally disagree with that. There's a lot of people I change
Auburn
around,
got all three of them
me personally. Yeah, they do,
Auburn.
Man.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, man. I'm going to tell you a sleeper, though. Kentucky, man. Kentucky has Kentucky has two NFL
Yeah, they just got that
linebacker.
One. They just got that one linebacker though.
They got two linebackers who are pretty damn good. Secondary, number one Alabama, number two Florida, number three Georgia, number four LSU, number five Kentucky, number six Texas A&M, number seven Auburn, number eight Vandy, number nine South Carolina, and number 10 Tennessee. So there's your position from the media. This is how they feel. This is what they all got together in a big room and came up with.
How is Auburn ranked so low in just about everything and they're ranked so high?
What do you mean so low in about everything? Auburn, you know, Auburn actually Auburn seems to be in some pretty good positions.
I disagree with a lot of that, but we'll go back. We'll get that later, man. I disagree with most of that. That's crap.
Especially
that's why they're media.
Hey, man, it was the media. It was the media. You know, we didn't have small, you know, talk about that, but that's the media. That's what they came up with.
That's all you are.
So,
that's all you are, D.
Right. You're right.
Yep.
I still think it's a bunch of crap, but yeah.
Me too. Especially with the linebackers.
Give me.
Putting all three linebackers in there, man, that's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, man, but that's what the media, that's what they decided.
But you should have spoke up for us.
The quarterback.
You should have spoke up for us.
Right.
Spoke up for? Oh, man.
I agree with that.
You should have. I learned.
You should have bum rushed.
Hey, you in there, you walking around big and looking all mean for no reason, no big chicklish teddy bear.
Oh, man. I'm going to update y'all on SEC information, man. this weekend is Auburn's fan day. I'll be Auburn fan. So hopefully I have a not only Auburn's fan day. I'm going to get there on Friday night. And I think I may have some live interviews on Friday night. So you guys tune in on Friday night. Got a couple things set up. Hopefully it comes through. But we will definitely have some information on Saturday. I'll be I get a chance for fan day. I get a chance to actually talk to some people. So it'll be some interesting stuff. We got 2 minutes left in the show. Anything you guys want to cover real quick before we get out of here?
Checking on the shirts tomorrow. Nope. I've been gone for a week, so I'm checking on the shirts tomorrow.
Man, hey, go check out the new website. You guys go check out the new website, man. I've been writing a lot of articles, all types of articles.
I've been
man.
Seeing
we,
that.
We own,
I've been seeing
we,
that.
We own right now. We own right now, man. You know, we official now, man. We with the big boys. We didn't rub and dub with the team. And, you know, things are changing. Things are looking up right now for SEC mixtape. Got a minute and 32 seconds left. One thing I want to – G will be in Orlando this week.
Yep.
Last week,
yep.
Billy was in Puerto Rico. And I'm actually broadcasting live from Cleveland right now, man. And Cleveland is – they need to change the name of Cleveland to LeBron. LeBron's face is on every building and every billboard around here, man.
Where you staying at? Where you staying at, Bonzo?
Man, I'm staying downtown in the Renaissance Inn. It's actually attached to the where the Cavs play at, and a mall and the train station and all that stuff. So I'm actually about to go down to the to the arena that the Cavs play at and. Take a roll of toilet paper or something just so I can have a souvenir. I like to get my souvenirs the wrong way. I like unique stuff.
Man, you need to go to the barbecue spot there. It's not too far from there. Can you see the football stadium from there? I forgot the name of the barbecue spot. Right,
I know what you're
right
talking
there.
About, man. Everybody's been telling me about it. I was going to go tonight, but we had to do this show. Is it that good?
Yeah. That's the closest downtown barbecue you're going to find anywhere on the road.
Hey, I might see you Saturday, man. I'm coming back through on 280, so I might stop if the family not too tired. So, man, I'll holler at you on Saturday. Well, we'll talk. We're doing a show
that's
Wednesday night,
time.
Right?
Yep, that's our time, fellas. We enjoyed y'all, and we out.
Peace out.